Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Well, it has been hot, it has been the NFL, and it has been training camp, and we've been here every day. Well, some of us have been here every day.
Some of us were told we had the day off.
Eric is here, as you can tell. Not by his presence at practice, however. Only by his presence at the podcast.
Again, I'm following instructions.
Andy is also here.
Editor, Paul Perillo.
And I am here as well. Day four,
you know,
practice number seven.
Fred.
Vince Red.
Well, I'm getting to that, Andy.
I don't have a whole, too long for my liking.
I don't have a whole lot to add here. So this is day four of training camp, and it's practice number seven, all of which have been in full pads. Thus far, they have shortened, and the reason why we're coming to you a little earlier today is they have shortened the second practice of the day on Sunday, so all indications would point to a no-pads walkthrough. So we're going to hit you right now with what we know, and Andy already touched on probably the biggest news of the day. A couple of transactions to report. Vince Red is no longer a member of the New England Patriots. Tom Malone, as you remember from yesterday, did not practice yesterday. There was a reason for that. He was told not to. He was waived as well.
He had the same instructions I did. Don't show up on Saturday.
Right. So Tom Malone and Vince Red are gone in their place. Jamar Love, who spent most of the offseason here with the Patriots as an undrafted free agent, safety, he's back.
Love the move.
And linebacker, defensive end hybrid type named Rob Ninkovich, who Fred calls Ninkovich. Is that?
That's a personal preference.
He actually started with nincompoop.
Okay. So Rob Ninkovich is sort of one of those hybrid players out of Purdue. Fourth-year player, I believe. He spent some time with New Orleans and with Miami. Then I guess he was back with New Orleans earlier this
double-dipping
offseason. So we'll see how he fits in. He was out there at practice today. Andy, did you see anything? Bill talked about Ninkovich a little bit, but did you see anything from him during any of the drills that, opened your eyes?
Well, first and foremost, he spent a couple different points with Scotty O'Brien, who I think that'll tell you that he's probably a special teams candidate, and you'd expect he would be with that kind of a build and that athleticism.
And Bill backed that up.
But beyond that, I think the move and some of Bill's comments in his morning press conference kind of make it clear that this guy is a true 3-4 outside linebacker, which is often those conversion defensive ends. He's been a defensive end in the NFL with New Orleans, but most of those guys that come out of Purdue, from Roosevelt Colvin to Anthony Spencer and some of the younger guys, end up as outside linebackers in the NFL. So he certainly fits that mold. And I think you're kind of seeing Vince Red didn't fit the mold. Maybe he's just a pass rusher. Well, he may be nothing as an undrafted free agent who kind of hung around for a while. But even at his best, maybe just a pass rusher and not a 3-4 outside linebacker, set the edge, play the run, do all the things that the big-bodied guys like Pierre Woods, like Mike Vrabel, like Adalys Thomas do. So I think that's what you saw here, is the position's a little bit down. They needed guys that were true outside linebackers. Who knows how good this guy is, but at least he kind of fits the mold.
Yeah, well, he's a little shorter than some of these. He's 6'2", 255. He has the weight, but a little bit shorter, and Bill had talked about that. Very few guys out there
in
the 6'4", 250, 260 that run a 4.6 or so 40. So
even fewer on August 2nd.
Right.
I'm a little concerned, though, that a lot of these players, that these new players that the team is bringing in, are seen as having the reputation as being good special teams players. And I'm fine with having good special teams players on your team, but they need to start getting guys who are quality starters who can do the kind of things that you need an outside linebacker to do, like Andy pointed out.
You don't really start getting those in August, though.
No, I know, but I mean, it's still troubling, because they really haven't addressed that one key issue, and they've had all offseason to do it.
Woods is going to get the chance to be the guy.
But aside from him,
well, I think the big disappointment right now remains Sean Crable. We still haven't seen him, and that'll get us into our attendance rundown for today. But just the fact that he hasn't been able to get out there, we all had hoped to see some improvement out of him, and you know, now you're seven practices in, and that's a lot. I mean, mm-hmm. it's only 3.5 days, but that's a lot of practices. And Bill talks about that all the time in terms of the number of practices, not how long you've been at it here. So he's missing a lot of valuable time. But let's see. We had our list of those missing practice today. Jonathan Wilhite, Al Johnson, George Bussey missed his first practice today. Benjamin Watson, Myron Pryor, Richard Seymour, Ryan O'Callaghan, and Teddy Bruschi. And the lists remain the same. The NFI and the PUP list, no one was activated off of those lists. So I think, you know, when we're talking specifically about that outside linebacker spot, the fact that Crable remains out, I had sort of held out some hope that we'd see him by the weekend. And now, you know, we haven't.
Thinking that maybe it was a conditioning run.
Well, I was sort of hoping, but now I'm wondering if it's maybe a little bit more serious than that. And I think that he's missing out on a lot of valuable time, as I said.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he's a guy who showed a little bit of promise, what little we saw of him last preseason. And obviously, you know, going on injured reserve during the season, we couldn't really see much of him then. And he can't really afford to miss much more time if he wants to make any sort of contribution this year, I don't think.
Train's moving. Got to get on. It ain't stopping for you.
Andy, on the field today, we saw some different things. We saw some red area work. We saw some punt return work. Anybody or anything in particular stand out to you? And I know you also talked to a bunch of different players after practice because you're handling the notes today, so you kind of bounced around. What your overall impressions of the Sunday morning workout?
Story of the day is a coach. His name is Scotty O'Brien.
Absolutely.
Took part in, for the first time I've ever seen, Paul, as a veteran.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's a 20-year coaching NFL veteran, a guy who's been an assistant head coach, special teams coordinator, a guy that Bill just called one of the best in the league of any type of coaching. Took part in the rookie initiations, if you will, where they hose down the field and all the rookies dive in the mud. Tom Brady holds the hose and wets them down. Wes Welker throws water on him. Scott O'Brien took part in that this morning. I think that's the kind of maneuver, certainly for a special teams coach, when you're looking to get guys to literally run through walls for you. I think that's one of those things that earns you a lot of points with not only the young players but the veterans. And I think we've seen a lot of energy from Scott O'Brien early in camp in his drills. I think you could see some good things from the special teams unit this year as they fall in line behind a guy who's been a coach of the year in special teams in the National Football League. Beyond that, getting actually to the players on the field, a couple offensive linemen I want to focus on, Paul Perillo. One, Fred Kirsch's guy, second-round pick out of Houston, Sebastian Seabass Vollmer, once again is taking reps at left tackle. But I asked Bill Belichick about potentially being a swing tackle and his ability to play the right side, and just in glowing terms, praised Vollmer and said he is definitely a guy, athleticism-wise, size-wise, physical-wise, and mental, has all the tools to be a swing tackle or more in the National Football League. And along those same lines, Ryan Wendell is a guy I've noticed getting a lot of reps, filling in at right guard for Stephen Neal, center with the unit that isn't the first unit today. I don't know how to say that anymore with our rules. But getting a lot of reps, those
the
two
unit
guys.
Unit formerly known as the second unit.
You know, we like, yes, well done. We like to talk about how, you know, they got all the starters and veterans back. Maybe there's not a lot of room for growth on this offensive line. Those two guys are making waves in my mind and making it look like there is going to be some turnover in that offensive line and some changes in that group.
And Wendell's one of those Pat Hill pipeline guys.
Undersized, but maybe bulked up a little bit, mm-hmm. getting a little more ready to play. So maybe he could be that, especially now if we have any intentions of maybe Hochstein being a hybrid lineman fullback type mm-hmm. as the season goes on and power packages. Maybe he's a guy that gets some, you know, can back up three spots on the interior there.
Starting to get a little concerned with the absences of Seymour, now Wilhite, a few days, and even Bruschi missing some significant time.
Yeah.
It's still very early, obviously. There's still a week and a half or so till the first preseason game. So not saying any of these guys won't be there for that. But when you start putting together a string like this, it means that there's something significant, obviously. And
Seymour's,
you don't know how bad it is, but
Seymour's a guy that always says, when I'm healthy, yeah. I dominate. When I'm not healthy, it's hard for me to dominate. Well, he talked the talk all offseason. Again, being able to work out in the offseason program healthy, on our PFW in Progress radio show raved about kind of what his expectations were heading into a contract year. Now you're starting to wonder, well, he's not healthy. Is this going to limit his development in camp and then into the season?
Right. Well, we continue to see a variety of four-man fronts, too, with the rookie Ron Brace getting some reps, too. So that's, you know, something the Patriots have always worked on in training camp. I don't want to make a huge deal out of that. Also got a chance to work, and I touched on this when Andy brought up Scott O'Brien, the punt return game, got to see some guys working in those vice roles, the vice guys on the outside. So a lot of guys that you would expect, Patrick Chung, Terrence Wheatley, Brandon Merriweather, Lee Bodden, guys like that, Hernandez Jones.
Oh, yeah, our favorite
Haagen-Dazs.
Player name spelling of all time.
And I before we sign off today, I would be terribly remiss if I didn't bring up one other member of those vice units, James Sanders, who, much to Andy's delight, received just an absolutely glowing testimonial today from none other than Bill Belichick. Andy,
why
don't you take us home?
Well,
with your thoughts.
I think we'll just summarize it by saying Bill would like to have 53 James Sanders, and I think that says it all.
That's what he said.
Not making this up. There's no question I'm the head of the James Sanders fan club, but he said he would love to have, in terms of work ethic, dedication to the game, football is important to him, all of the things he kind of raved about and summed it up with, I'd love to have 53 James Sanders. And I've never heard him say that about Tom Brady or Randy Moss or any of the other players.
That was,
I think I said that, Andy.
He did, Bill.
That was barely a step below what he normally says about guys like Ed Reed.
It was pretty.
You're right.
I mean, it was gushing.
Yeah.
So clearly great football minds like Andy Hart and Bill Belichick.
So in summary, Tom Malone and Vince Redd out. And Jamar Love, Rob Ninkovich in. No Cleo Lemon.
I was going to say, despite many reports locally, nationally, that it was basically a done deal and he'd be here, Cleo Lemon, no signs of, and no longer any roster spots. So should that be true and he's going to eventually be a Patriot, someone would have to go.
And a lot of soaking wet rookies. That pretty much wrapped up the Sunday morning workout. So we will hit you again with our next training camp podcast on Monday.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.